The title of today's message is Being Ready for the Lord. The passage is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. Here's the word of God in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. Here's the word of God. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of His calling, that by His power He may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Hebrew is also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. I read this one and everyone will read together. On the day He comes to be glorified in His holy people, and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you will read our testimony to you. Let's read together. On the day He comes to be glorified in His holy people, and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you will read our testimony to you. Let's turn our heart for the message of our Master. Pray for the congregation. This morning, the message is titled, Being Ready for the Lord. So the pastor who is helping to preach a small church in town in Texas. And normally, he would come to early Sunday morning and teaching the sermon to the congregation, and I'm really thankful so much. Every Sunday, he can have the opportunity to come to go to a donut shop where we go over his sermon notes to prepare the worship this morning. One Sunday, he arrived at the donut shop, opened his Bible, and a man sitting there at the counter turned to him and asked, "Are you a preacher or something?" He told the man he was preaching that morning at the church in town. That man got very excited and said, "Hey, I'm a member of that church." The church was small and the pastor had been preaching there every Sunday for over 3 months. So he said to the man, "He has met that much. I have never seen you there." The man looked at him strange and said, "I said I was a member of the church. I never said that I was attending it." Next week, we are being called to become the children of God. And the believers all encourage the church on the day He comes to be glorified in His holy people and to be marked and among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believe our testimony to you. We can see the army might be participating in an event that will occur in the past. But when Jesus comes again, He will be all the children praise Him and also marvel at His glory. May the Lord give us be ready to welcome Him. For you and me to be ready to this event, then our God, our Lord, has to prepare each one of us. There are 3 points that we must be prepared so that we can have present in the day that we will live up our glory to the Lord. And we can be marveled at the Lord's glory. Let's pray for guidance, that we must be prepared the day of the Lord.
Chính là Đức Chúa Trời là Cha kính yêu.
Dear our loving Father,
we're
thankful this morning to come to worship you.
We're
thankful that we've come to become your children. There's no more greater honor than we can receive from you. But we are thankful
that
you also give us participate in a future event that when you return, that you and will be glorified by our church, and we will marvel at your glory. And we ask so that we can be prepared, ready for this event, because each one we have been called and chosen for you. So we're just going to encourage our spirit and everyone here. You can see the value and our position is part of our mission, and you will equip us to be ready. We are thankful for it. We are born for it and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. These two verses Paul told the people of Thessalonians to prepare the church, the important thing, he encouraged that in that day, he comes to be glorified before people. Jesus came, will come to be glorified. This is the purpose, the day he will return. And all the eyes will see the Lord. And we are so participants. Who are we? What are we that can participate in the day of the return of the Lord? That we pray today. This is important. And Paul talked about this. I always constantly pray for you that I'm not going to be working with this. What? The three points.
So that
we will be worthy of God's calling. God will make us worthy of his calling us. The second point is by his fulfill our responsibility by faith. We will serve the Lord, but by his strength that we can complete our responsibility. Even in the first point, that the Lord will be glorified through each one of us, but you will be glorified by His Christ. This is the three points that the Lord is preparing for you and me, so we can wait for the future. The first point is worthy by His come. Let's maybe learn about the future for our hope and the key verse in Jeremiah 6:9. Well, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you, but to give you hope in the future. And the plans of God for each one of us is a peace and prosperous, and each one of us will give us a future for our hope. And we are sure. Are we sure to have fallen that
way?
Oh, is future is a future for our hope for each one of us? We are to walk in this land. The Lord must equip those according to the keywords. So the day he comes to be glorified in his holy place, and to be marveled at among all his members. We are thankful because God has called and chosen each one of us. Any one of us feels that we are worthy to be called by the Lord. But no one is on this earth is worthy to be called to become the voice of God, less than glorified. But the Lord chose us, maybe someone very normal and lonely. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27, Paul wrote about the people there.
In
among you, God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, the things that are not, to nullify the things of God, so that no one may boast before Him.
So
the foolishness to make shame of those who boast. God chose those who be despised to make those who are not worthy to be ashamed. The way of God's word is we couldn't be ashamed, but none of us worthy of God. So God must be worthy so that each one of us may be worthy. So if I'm not very strong, we are weak. Today we are just a lowly people, but we are nothing because of, but the Lord will make us worthy. Question about why God has created and chosen Mary from Magdalene to be the mother of a physical child. Why didn't He choose a king? God chose to do something in that virtue, but by a lonely. Why did He choose a fisherman? No education to become the apostle, the one that I will give the King of Heaven to you. To anyone educated or has a religious life. Any king on this earth can be famous like David, that the Lord chose among the shepherds. Any woman like Mary, a prophet, that chose chosen from the people of Nazareth. Any people can be honored in this world, like Peter, James, and John, are the those who have uneducated. They have been called from God to follow Him. The calling is just wonderful, and people will follow you and me here to become the holy people. One day when Jesus returns, we are the ones who lift up His glory. The congregation, why the King must do that. In the Bible, when Jesus
wants
to sacrifice Himself, if a rich person named Nicodemus, Nicodemus woke up about 80 pounds of aloe and myrrh to embalm the body of Jesus. That is the rich person can bring this kind of so much spice to involve the body of Christ. But none of them, nobody prays Him about His work, none. But before Jesus sacrificed Himself and while as recorded, there's a woman who came, took a bottle of wine, her high possession, and gave it for herself. In the day she took off, and put it on the head of Jesus, and Jesus praised her. Why do you have to waste such a bottle of perfume? But Jesus said, no problem. He had done it in a very timely, sudden event.
All the
and they say, when the gospel is preached, this woman must be
redeemed.
This woman put a lot of spices, but only this one given Jesus a bottle of perfume. Anywhere else does not preach, there the remind of this woman who sacrifice a bottle of and Jesus must help you and me to become worthy in this time, sacrifice so that we can be worthy in the time that Jesus returns. Our service is a time will be praised by the Lord. In the Bible, recounting when Jesus went to the temple, look at the people who put money in the sacrifice. because the word of God is there.
Or a wisdom, or
have to be born in a good family or good descendant. No, not at all. It's only what us to come to you with faith. Faith of a Christian must come from in religion. The faith we create themselves, but in our faith, faith is a gift by God to us. And that faith is then mature so that the Lord can use each one of us in their faith. Truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the work I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Jesus on this earth, he performed many healing things. He healed on the hands, the blind, the crippled, the mute, the even for that person, when Jesus is telling people who believe in me will do the greater things than what I have done. In the 3 years ministry on this earth, he has hundreds of followers. Before, he presented only 101. That means there are many that refuse to follow him. But in the day of Pentecost, Peter preached a sermon. How many people? 3,000 people. That means the fulfillment of promises who believe will do greater things than that. And today there are many preachers and teach and smile to themselves. That is where it comes from. Is it from those people is better than people? No. Because Paul tell us something first. We have to know that because of his faith that we can fulfill all of our hope. It means that the purpose of our life, because of his faith, that we can it will complete our purpose. So for the king of faith. That means we will use faith to serve the Lord. But we do not serve by our strength, but the Lord gives us his strength, his strength to us to serve him that we will use when we have faith in God. So here, Paul prays that for Thessalonians, it experiences, they do not serve the Lord by their own strength, they serve the Lord by God's faith. From the same way, I hope that we can experience we do not serve by our wisdom, by our strength. We serve the Lord by the Son of God who activated in our life. Let us say that you and I must have some position. We have some special role. We have some special so that we can serve the Lord. No. When Jesus goes, he must have he has a purpose for each one of us. And so, in our lives, by our faith, we could do the things that we could responsible to be safe. Those things could like eat, drink, or entertain. How do we eat to please the Lord? How do we drink to glorify? To entertain somewhere. To have friends to glorify to be helped. The Lord is not absolute. And we will follow the world, whatever the world evil is, whatever the world entertains, we entertain some way. The mother of the world, we will follow the mother of this world. So we become the same as this one. But we need the strength of God to live a life. So, whatever we eat or drink, whatever we do, we do it all for the glory of God. And this is all God paid for the church of the Philippians. I pray for you. Give you strength and strength so to complete the purpose of God and any word that came from faith. Where we praise the Lord. Where we come before everyone to witness when we teach the word of God. So to the youngsters, when we lead the prayer weapons of God, we need the strength of the Lord to do that. Yes, very much so. Without God, we could not do anything without God providing something. Without the Lord, we can use our own wisdom to have a great speech, to sing a beautiful song in a professional way, but it doesn't touch anything.
So
when we are given to the Lord, then it's just our work to change into the heart of the people. It has a mind now to change the people who receive the message. And it is something that the Lord must give us strength to do. His pastor, his 11-year-old son, and both of them, he tracks the gospel track, the witness for Jesus. So we translate to let them know about Jesus. And every after Sunday afternoon, the pastor and his son went and distributed these gospel tracts. One day, the son said, "I'm ready to go." And the father said, "What are you ready for? Huh? We have this Sunday afternoon to go and distribute the gospel tract." And the father also said, "Oh, the way is so hard out there. They are being going to bed, whether it's sunny or rainy. So this is really so hard. We should go." And the son said, "Well, would you let me go by this one?" And the father had his faith and then give them a number of them that they said, "You need to be careful. It's raining inside." And then his son, whatever he sees on the cloud, he gives this pamphlet to the person with the word that is, "Jesus loved you very much." Only very short. Jesus loved you very much. Jesus loved you very much. And he gave out the pamphlet. Those who are passing by. The read is already harder. There's only one pamphlet that no one passing by. And it's all that he decided to come to the house. To ring the bell. He didn't ring the bell. Ring again, ring again. But nobody answered. We intended to walk away, but he felt something that caused him to remain. And from the beginning, he felt something. And a little bit later, a woman opened the door. And her face is very sad. "What can I help you with?" And the boy said, he gave up the bell. "Yes, I'm sorry. To say to you, one day Jesus will love you very much." And in the pamphlet, they talk about Jesus loves you. And he gives the pamphlet to the woman. And then he walks away.
Thank you.
And then close the door.
Yeah.
And close the phone. Yeah. God bless you. The next Sunday, when the pastor before the preacher asked any word of you here, he didn't want to say a witness to say something to appreciate any special event. And then, from the back of the church, there's a woman, very strange. Nobody she came. And then she began talking. Nobody here because I'm not a Christian.
So come again.
I've never been to church. My husband passed away. I feel very lonely.
Okay,
very Spirit. That's a thing. I use a lot. I use a chair. I use a rope. With that, I'm with the rope on the ceiling. A very strong rope. And I intended to on this chair and commit suicide. My life is so
long.
And wow, I could put myself in that role. I thought, did I do this? I decided to end my life that day. And before I picked up the chair, all of a sudden, I heard the bell ring. Many times, three
times,
I didn't join them, and I told myself, they are not waiting if they were impatient, then you know what? But after that, I still keep hearing the bell ringing, and then the pounding of the door, and so
I
took myself off the road, went down, opened the door,
and
with a fire, and when he was drenching with rain, he
did
a
flood.
And so, like this, Jesus loved you very much, and received that love. I closed the door, he was inside. That nobody told me they would love me. He fell slowly in her heart, which he opened his hand and began to read about the love of Jesus. And after she read, she came up to uncharted. And she took her robe and the chair and the ladder to put on it. And that is
everybody
was full of tears. At the place where his son was sent, and he embraced his son, because maybe the of the church has this
glory.
The one is after with his son. Food is very simple. Every week he needs the thing. With this thing to give someone to the person. Jesus loves you very much. Boy has said those things by his faith. Jesus is working with his Lord. And so that tells us that he sent out the chest, a very simple message that he produced by the Lord to come especially to bring the love of Jesus. What a tip of his son. You want to look and learn. It is very simple. When we check in with someone, we ask for the condition of somebody when we do something in our work. All of that, is it coming from faith? The Lord can only do his work when someone expresses their faith in their work. And so, the Lord, by his strength, that we complete the purpose that he has put in each of us. Let's think about the Lord's faith, your faith and mine. Is it worth it so that the Lord will work with us, to work with us, so that all that we complete, we can express the glory of God to others, and bring Jesus to others' lives. The third point we are being equipped by the Lord is that the Lord will glorify us by His Son. We are worthy of the calling who will complete, who is His working okay, and the Lord will glorify us by His grace. Also, and for that, the Lord, we have been glorified. On the preparation and from this life, we prepare to praise the Lord Jesus, to live up His glory. And the day when we the most glorified is when we see the Lord and along with His church to live up the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, our Lord, will create God, each one of us, to be glorified by His grace. In all our effort, the greatest effort today, that is to glorify our God. But O Lord, He also glorified you and me according to His grace. It is something given that the receiver is not worthy. Jesus gave us grace to express His glory to us. That means I'm not worthy of His glory, but in His glory as He can give me. And this is something awesome. I pray so that all of you can experience these things. The Bible of Jesus tells us and says of the Lord to the Lord in Romans chapter 8, verse 49. For those who God produced, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. You about the faith, He will call them. He is called to become the children of the Lord. All of the Lord has been told, and God will declare righteousness. When you declare righteousness, that person is no longer a sinner. That person is declared no sin. Sinner. We continue to sin. But in history, we are considered free of sin. And those who are not considered free, those will be glorified. Is that the grace that we have been favored by the Lord? And this is the sign of God. Everyone here, when we have been saved, when we before you, He has been sorrowful. He will be declared righteous. And He will glorify us. By His plan of His grace to help you and me to be glorified. And when the Lord returns, and the glorified that we give to the Lord, it will be glorified perfectly. The ultimate glorified and the glorification between individual, between God and man, and Paul said, God is glorified according to His grace. When God is creating something, that all that creation for you is wonderful. He looked at this world, everything is created from the color, from the richness of His creation. We can see the wonderfulness of His work. And this world is the great work of God. But above all, that when God creates us human, is the greatest workmanship because we carry His image. All that Jesus God is by His grace for us. And then, among those we are given grace so that one can have the wisdom of God. And that's all of it. There is no other king on this earth from none is said to be as wisdom and as rich as God. The grace of God comes back to heaven. Will not give grace to be Moses to become a leader of the Israelites, to lead the people from the slavery of Egypt into the promised land. There is no other leader to have the same leadership as Moses. Because when God used Mary to become a He says that you know all those from here that give it more honor than theirs. When God gives the power to be come to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, and from now on, there is no other missionary can compare with the Apostle Paul. By grace, not favor, but God gives us glorified by His grace. That means when He puts us to give thanks to us, this is something the world believes that in the name of Jesus the King, you and I can lift up His glory to all who have grace by grace, those the ones who will glorify in the day of Jesus. But the Lord help you and me to see the grace during the time, so that the way that we live to glorify our God. Each one of us, we can be given different kinds of gifts. Someone can play an instrument, some can sing, or somebody who can tell each other to cook, or different kinds of activities to encourage. But we vow that we are benefit someone else. Or we vow that what we have is more valuable to others. This is a big choice carry with a gifted person who succeeded in his missionary program. One day, one of the missionary service, on the last day, a young man came to ask to receive a receiver voice. God telling him to talk for a long time, he asked, perhaps you have attended the missionary service in the pastor. And the young man said, yes, pastor. And she would show the pastor carry us. My servant, what message has touched your heart that has led to your decision to believe in Jesus today? Hesitating and confused, the young man said, pastor, to be honest, I decided to accept the Lord today because none of any of your servants, but because the lyrics of the song that the young girl sang after you preach made me feel that God's love for me was so sweet. Because His love lives has entered my heart, that today I come decide to give my life to Jesus. Lord and Savior, and but to come, they'll say, of that heart, because His heart became of His servant, that this young man came to the Lord. So, we see that the grace of God that can move a woman in a song with a heart and use the voice to touch the heart of this young man. Okay. I sing and praise. We may not sing as well. Maybe we are not as good in this musical instrument, but the heart is there so that the Lord can use it from our faith so that our express, our sensibility, our shift and our smile, and our courage, someone can see Jesus. May the Lord help us. The Lord is doing His work with you and there for a very important event. Be taught that the Thessalonians, and today, when the Lord returns, He will be glorified by us. And world by all what it comes, and that including you and me. Praise be to God to have this truth. May we cherish what we have in Jesus Christ. We feel honored in the event to be happening. We will be glorifying our Lord Jesus above all that as well, we are being prepared by the word of God. Let the Lord rest on us. Let's all stand to read the key verse one time. Let's read together. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and be vulnerable above all those who have believed. This includes me, because we believe our testimony to you. We are thankful for Jesus. We are adopted before this world. We have no position. We have no authority. We do have strength. We are very believers. But you have chosen each one of us. You are righteous. You are without it. You have grown. We are thankful because of your favor by the grace that you have given each one of us. And today, we can see your words that the day that we follow you, that you have been prepared for an important event, that the return of Jesus Christ, you will be among those holy people to lift up your glory, to praise you, and all the eyes will be on you. Yes, Lord Jesus, may we be equipped to prepare to be worthy for your calling us. In any position, and even we can serve you, Lord, may you help us to see this love in you, that the word that you have been told to you, that we will be working with you to fulfill the responsibility. Be worthy of the God. We just thank you to you because you have been working through us by your strength through our children. And those things could be very small, but we express your strength to you each of the simple tasks toward our brothers and sisters in faith. Those who have no faith yet. And when we honor the word, all our expressions, all by the strength of you, Lord, so that all of us can recognize Jesus in us. Today, we ask for your mercy in the prayer that you have prayed for us to participate in glorifying you. May the grace of God be favored to lead us in the rest of our lives, so that grace will make us worthy of your calling. Please save us. If our heart is based on our own skill, it's based on our own wisdom, based on our descending or any other condition of it, may we be saved out of those. May we be recognized that we are in His work, so that you can fill us with your spirit, with your strength. We have nothing but only your grace and fulfill our promise. May we learn this lesson well, and to see all that you have given us, and will be leading us throughout the rest of our life. May you continue to work in us, so that we can be ready for you, that the day Jesus returns, that you will be glorified. We are open hearts and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.